We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, Ken?
I was doing all right till you never made a comment about my haircut. I was expecting a, hey, you look good, Ev.
Shaved and everything.
That's right. First real haircut in 15 months, baby.
Yeah, well, why would you do it now, though? Not wait till next Wednesday when we're doing video promo shoots and pictures and stuff.
It's a great question. I have an answer. I believe that haircuts look best a few weeks later.
A few weeks later?
Correct.
Maybe a day later, a couple days.
No.
All right.
I like the fresh haircut, but I believe it starts to grow in better and look more natural at about the two-week mark. My opinion.
But it's nice. Good job.
Thank you.
No, you look good. I actually saw a bunch of photographs. I said, you know, it's funny. They want us involved in some of these things, and then they go ahead and do it and ask us after the fact.
Yes, I've noticed
that. So I replied, I think it sucks. We can do better. we'll get to it later in the show. What I'm talking about. Hey, great news. I'm so happy today, as I am every day, as you know.
I'm glad you're happy.
Because I saw some video today. And it's not the type of video that normally makes me happy in the month of May, which is anything on RedTube. It's a whole different kind of video.
What's that?
I saw, maybe you didn't see it, and you should love it too.
I think I saw it, but I want to know what you think you saw.
I saw the New York Jets playing football today.
I did see that.
And I got to tell you, I don't care what time of year it is, I am so amped up and uber positive on the New York Jets for this fall. I wound up in just an amazing state of bliss. Number two, that's my new franchise quarterback. Mm. His number's going to change. It's another story. Everyone was out there. The draft picks.
I know. Elijah Moore's catching passes from Zach Wilson.
Like Elijah Moore looks like the second coming of Lynn Swan. I'm so amped up for football, and I know it's May, and we have an entire baseball season and basketball postseason to get into before football counts again and matters. But just for a quick little glimpse, I was in such my sweet spot today. I had a cheesesteak sandwich, gave you half.
I appreciated that. Thank you.
Yeah. And I'm just feeling extra special today. The New York Yankees take the series from Houston. The New York Mets salvage the final two against the Cardinals. The Knicks play. Everything's good. Jets are playing football. These are the moments in life. You just have to take a step back and go, okay, you could pour me a double 1942 on the rocks. I'll take it.
I appreciate you leaving something out. That really
I did leave it
lot.
Out.
No, I appreciate that.
Well, because I'm building too late.
Okay. You son of a bitch. You know what's funny? So the last few years, whenever the Jets have these off-season workouts, I would look at it and get depressed because I would see the head coach and I would know this isn't going to end
well.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
And so when I saw that video and I was watching it this morning, okay, it was the first time in years where I had that hope again. And it reminds me of when I used to date. I did a lot of dating before I found my
online
wife.
Online or regular?
Both. Okay. I did it all.
Right on.
Craig, I did it all. And sometimes after a first date, you'd say, you know what? Maybe this is it. And it would mostly end badly. And then finally, I met the one. When I was watching Zach this morning, I got that tingly feeling.
You're feeling the way I felt, right?
I was feeling, maybe this is the one. And for the first time in years, because there is no Adam Gase, because there is no dark cloud hanging over, even though we don't know what Zach's going to be, we don't know what Coach Sala's going to be, when I saw the video, specifically him and Elijah Moore, I did get tingling.
I did, right?
I did.
We're in lockstep on that, man. Absolute lockstep on that.
Hope.
I feel so much differently. You're right.
Hope.
Because I got, even the head coach, say Robert Sala, you may have missed this. I'm sure this will become viral at some point today, that during today's, listen, not hitting, it's, you know, it's obviously just a workout, kind of right. Get to know the guys,
right.
Meet everyone all together, all that stuff. He said he was walking kind of behind the huddle, waiting for the head coach to say what happens next. He goes, and then I realized I'm the head coach. So there's something very likable about that personality.
Right now, and I don't know how it's going to end. We can't tell the future. But right now, the hope in Sala reminds me of the hope we had in Joe Judge for Giant fans a year ago. And right now, he can't do anything wrong. That's the beautiful part about this time of year. When you see Zach Wilson running around in May, when you see Coach Sala making comments like that in May, he can't do anything wrong. But this is the first time for me, and maybe you're different, maybe other Jet fans are different. This is the first time for me in years that I have that fresh, clean hope.
Yeah,
I haven't had it
sure.
in a while.
So if you are a Jet fan that maybe saw it online or on Twitter or something, and it was just a feeling of things are different now for us.
Feels that way.
You know, I think if you're a Met fan, you absolutely felt that way, and have every right to, when Steve Cohen bought the team, and a lot of players started saying, you know, how much they want to win for the new owner and play for the new owner. That's fair to feel that way in the moment. You may not feel that way today because of the way the offense has been, but when Cohen bought the team, yes. Watching the Jets today, yes. The New York Giants a year ago when they got Joe Judge at his press conference. Yes, we've had moments like that where you feel this otherworldly, intangible feeling of hope.
I feel hope.
And I'm feeling it right now, man.
I feel hope.
I feel really good about myself right now.
I feel it.
It's positive, Craig, I told you.
I sense it. No, and sometimes you think I'm always negative.
You lean towards the negative.
Sometimes I have negative to hold on to.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Like you've lost 4 games in a row.
Yes.
Going in the wrong direction.
Yes.
Your star player now all of a sudden says, it's not about winning titles.
It is about winning titles.
Of course it is, but we'll get to that later on, Evan.
So you can't blame me sometimes for being negative, but when it comes, and here's the thing about the Jets that's very different than the Nets, the Mets, and the Islanders for me, and for a lot of other people, the other teams in this town. The Jets are starting from the bottom, okay?
Like a drink.
Started from the bottom, and now we're here.
That's right.
I got it.
Yeah,
okay.
You got
thank
it. You're hip. Who's
so,
hipper than you? Nobody I know.
About 6 million people.
Okay.
So they're at the bottom. And so, much like what the Giants did last year, the bar's not that high. Look competent for me. That's really all you got to do. If you look competent, most Jet fans for 1 year are going to say, wow, we're moving in the right direction. And if you don't believe me, look at the New York Giant fans. You've said it. You've marveled at it. 6-10, and everybody loves Joe
Judge. In my lifetime, I've never seen it.
Because look where they came from.
Right.
And the Jets are coming from worse. And so for that reason, there is hope in the air. Now, it's very easy to accomplish something when the bar for you is low. The basketball team in this town has to win a title. There's no middle ground there. It's you gotta win it all.
Don't phrase it like that.
Why? Same thing for the Yankees.
Well, there's two basketball teams in this town. You said the basketball team in this town has to win a title.
That has a chance to win a championship.
The New York Knicks are 12-2 in their last 14 games, I think.
Yes.
And they're not locked into anything yet.
Right.
And like I said yesterday, 6 games to go, a 2-game lead to avoid the play-in crap.
You know what? There's a great example. You just hit on it. That's a great example. You should be ecstatic what the Knicks have done.
I am.
And you should be.
I am.
The expectations were very low. So if they were in the play-in tournament, you'd be excited too. When the bar is high,
you know what's interesting? No, I wouldn't.
Not now you wouldn't.
Not now I would not.
Not now. I'm talking at the beginning of the season.
Yes.
Of course. Not now I'd be a disappointment.
Right, because right now, like they play the Suns tonight at 10 o'clock. Okay, so we know they can beat the Suns.
Yeah, but no IQ, no Alec
Burks. I know,
Burks.
But like we know we're good enough to beat the Suns. I'm not saying they're going to. But, you know, 6 games left, and they haven't locked in the 4, the 5, or the 6 yet.
Right.
And it's literally, it's 2 games that separate you from 4th and 9th.
7th.
You know, pretty much.
7th. Not 9th. It won't fall to 9. Yeah, it's just 7.
So, yeah, like tonight's game, and I can't remember the last Knicks basketball game in the month of May. Especially a West Coast game
because
that starts at 10 o'clock.
Because
I told my wife, You're on your own tonight. Go get the rabbit. I'm watching Knicks Suns, baby.
Wow, you said go get the rabbit tonight.
Go get the rabbit.
That is major commitment to Knicks Suns.
Because I can't be asked to perform at halftime. I'm not the halftime show now.
Why not? You got 18 minutes, bro.
Nah, I should be long asleep by the time halftime.
What are you doing? Come on.
Yeah, no,
what about post-game celebration?
If you get a big win in Phoenix. Celebration, she'll be snoring. Yeah, I told her when I left for work today, I love you, baby. But I'm no halftime show. So if it doesn't happen during the pregame, it's not happening. Go get the rabbit.
It is a big game. I admit that.
Someone's not happy with me right now, probably.
Who?
You have to tell people about the rabbit. Everybody knows about the rabbit.
Yeah, but some people don't want to others to know that they may have the rabbit.
Oh, you all got the rabbit. Every one of you women listening to us right now, you got a rabbit at home. So the thing he put out there is just the machine.
Right.
It connects to a speaker, connects to a laptop, and then you can mix either on the laptop directly, you can actually use those cylindrical parts, right?
Right.
And put all your sound effects in. So Stroman goes, basically the clubhouse is going to be lit tonight.
Right, right.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah. So I thought I would suggest the first song.
I saw that.
Yes. So my suggestion to Trevor May and Marcus Stroman was, why not start it off with Pony by Genuine? DJed pregame tailgate parties at Giant Stadium, MetLife Stadium now.
Of course.
So I made a suggestion.
Uh-huh.
Genuine's Pony.
It was more than a suggestion. You want in.
You thought that.
You want. When I saw the tweet, I was about to retweet it. I said, I'll just mention it on the air. This guy wants to be the Mets clubhouse DJ. You want Trevor May's gig. Because I think you believe you're a better DJ than Trevor May.
I don't know. I never said that.
No, but I think you believe that.
I have not actually DJed in a couple years now.
I understand.
I got to have to hook the old equipment up, see if it still works. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Trevor May might be a dope DJ.
What do you think? Do you think he is?
I think he's actually probably pretty good.
He probably is pretty good.
Yeah.
I know he's been pitching well since opening day.
Pitched very well. As you know,
I'll hand it to him, yeah.
He has earned his money. Yeah. No doubt about that.
So
he's
far.
A go-to guy right now.
So far, right now.
Yeah, that's the week of the first appearance.
Yeah. Dude, everyone stunk on the first appearance.
Should I
text him?
Should I text Trevor May?
Will he actually write you back, unlike everyone else you text?
Probably not. Trevor May. Okay.
Well, text him. Hey, listen, if you need any DJ tips, I'm here for you,
I'm not
pal.
Doing that.
Why not?
Because... I'm sure he doesn't need any DJ tips.
Then why did you offer one on Twitter?
Because I think if you're going to, I'll tell you why. When you first walk into a place that's got a DJ,
mm-hmm.
Now, it may not be the first song he's played for the night, but everyone, when your ears hear the first song for you, that first song is a stage setter, man.
I agree with that.
So like when you walk into a club or a bar or a party, whatever it is, and there is a DJ, the first song's the most important song.
And what do you start
with?
Sets
the mood.
But what do you start with? Because you got so many different guys in a room who may have so many different musical
opinions.
Well,
I think in the Met clubhouse, all Major League Baseball clubhouses, you're going to have to play a combination of classic rock.
Yes.
Rap, R&B.
Right.
And Spanish.
And country.
And country.
Because, and Craig, here's how you know. All you got to do is listen to the walk-up music of every Met and Yankee, and you see it's a mix of everything.
So
you got to hit it all.
Should I put together a playlist?
Yes.
Like a Met Clubhouse playlist?
Yeah, except don't be douchey about it, because I can see you doing that.
You never call, baby, like you said you will.
Well, we didn't say that.
But I love you still. I need you. I need you more than anyone, darling. You know that I have from the start. Build me up. Buttercup, don't break my heart.
Probably not going to make the list.
You don't think that's making it?
I don't think it's going to make the
list. That can't be Edwin Diaz's theme song? No?
I don't think that's going to make the list. No.
Can't pull it off.
We will talk to Aaron Boone at 5 o'clock today. We got lots to do in between. It is an FSU Friday, and we did a blind this week. So none of us have any idea what the other person did. So I'm looking forward to that very big, very much so. Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
You did yours, right?
I did, yes.
Big Mac, did you do one?
Of course I did.
Tommy, did you do one?
Yes, I did.
Did CeeLo do one or no?
Sure did. Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Oh, this is great. This is fantastic.
The only thing I'll tell you about mine is that I found the item on the side of the road, and I got to tell you, I felt very uncomfortable
taking...
You want to
tell us about what?
I found the item I destroyed on the side of the road. It was left in front of somebody's house.
I love when you go garbage picking.
I went garbage picking. And it was an item that, you know, is pretty valuable if it's working. I felt so uncomfortable, Craig, pulling my car up and taking this item and putting it in my car. I felt like I was robbing somebody. It was just so uncomfortable. And so I get out of my car to put this giant thing in my car. And of course, there's a car behind me who has to sit and wait while I take this item and shove it in my backseat. It was a very uncomfortable moment. But I did it, and I did my best to destroy it. That's all I'll tell you.
You did your best?
I did my best.
That means you didn't successfully destroy
it. Well, it depends how you define successfully destroying it. I did everything I could. Some items are stronger than you realize. You don't realize that until you experience it.
So you gave up?
I didn't give up. I destroyed. There was some...
Did you destroy said item or not?
There were parts of the item destroyed, yes.
So you gave up?
What do you mean gave up?
It sounds to me like you gave up.
Listen, there are some items that are stronger than you realize.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you ever know when you get like a piece of garlic stuck in your teeth or like a sesame seed, and then throughout the course of the entire day, a little piece comes off and your mouth is filled with that amazing taste of garlic or sesame?
Yeah.
I just had that just happen right now.
Oh, God.
So I got a little distracted because all of a sudden I was like, well, that tastes good. What is that?
That you said for
sure. And it reminded me that I had this skirt steak cheesesteak for lunch
today. That was good, man.
That Parati's made for me. And a little piece of garlic just popped out from my molar.
Wow.
And said, hello, how are you?
Good. Good for you.
Quite delicious.
It was a very delicious
so
sandwich.
Lunch that keeps on lunching.
I didn't have the lucky break of having it get it stuck in my tooth.
No.
But I did very much enjoy it. Thank you.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
So today happens to be the fifth anniversary of something that happened that every fan, I think, of baseball in America loved when it happened. And CeeLo's got it. What is it, CeeLo?
Malone looking for his first hit of the year. Oh. He drives one. Deep left field. Back goes Upton. Back near the wall. It's out of here. Bartolo has done it.
Yep.
The impossible has happened. The team vacates the dugout as Bartolo takes the long trot. His first career home run.
Bartolo
and there will be nobody in the dugout to greet him.
My favorite part's coming up. Watch this.
This is one of the great moments in the history of baseball.
Dude, every time Tiger.
Every,
I got to tell you, every time I hear that cut, and every time I think of Bartolo's home run, which was absolutely cool, no question, I cringe at the fact that Gary Cohen actually said, and I quote, one of the great moments in the history of baseball, because guess what, guys? It wasn't.
Newsflash.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Nobody, like, we remember it because, Bartolo's got a soft spot in everyone's heart, because he's fat. That's why.
Sure.
If Bartolo Colon was 185 pounds, nobody would think of him the way they do. But Gary Cohen... Y'all got a little carried away
right there.
One of the greatest moments in, like, when I think of the Mount Rushmore moments in Major League Baseball, I think in no particular order, Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier.
Okay.
I think maybe of...
Shot heard around the world.
Shot
Bobby
heard
Thompson.
Around the world. Bobby Thompson, for sure.
Bill Mazeroski against the Yankees.
If you really
want
to go old school, sure, Mazeroski.
Okay.
And Bartolo Colon hitting a home run in San Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thinking, I don't even think of any of Babe Ruth's accomplishments of the Lou Gehrig speech.
Right. Right.
I don't think about Frank Robinson breaking the color barrier in the American League.
Right.
None of it.
If I made
think of a fat guy who's better suited to play weekend softball hitting a home run. One of the great moments in Major League Baseball
if
history.
If I made a Mount Rushmore of moments from that season,
he wouldn't make it, okay? And I'm a Met fan, and I love the pitcher hitting.
So that's all I think about. Like, if you brought up Colon's home run, my first reaction to you would be, greatest moment in the history of baseball, because I really found that call, and I love Gary, to be very cringeworthy.
I have newfound respect for you. I thought you were going to argue with me on this.
No. Don't forget, you have to remember, Evan loves baseball more than
he
loves
that's ridiculous.
I know he does.
That's
so
not
going
true.
It's going against the shield
here. Hold on. Is Bartolo Colon Mr. Met all of a sudden?
No, it's just it's Gary Cohen. It's the Mets. It's a Met moment.
No. It's not a Met moment. It's a Colon moment. A Met moment is the Mets winning.
Yes.
A Met moment is Johan pitching a no-hitter.
Oh, here we go.
It's a bit of a Met moment.
A Met moment is winning the wild card in 99 or 2000, winning the pennant in 2000. A Met moment is Jacob deGrom showing his you-know-whats in Game 5 against the Dodgers. So, no, this only proves I am a Met fan. Because this isn't a Met moment.
But you are a historian of the sport.
Yes.
You love the sport.
I do. I also love the Mets more.
Yeah. So, no, you don't. It's okay, though.
I do.
It's all right.
I prove it with this. If I was simply a baseball fan, I'd marvel at the fat guy.
No, you still wouldn't make it a top four moment in the history of the game.
I would never do that.
Nobody would.
Of course.
Only Gary Cohen would.
Exactly.
Rusty Staub's got more moments than Bartolo Colon's home run.
Exactly.
Yeah. May he rest in peace, Le Grand Orange.
Very good.
Good man, Rusty Staub. Always liked
Rusty. Charitable guy, yes.
Really, one of the most charitable.
I know, that's why I mention it.
I got totally drunk with him at Rayo's one night.
How'd it go?
Oh, it was great. Yeah.
What kind of drunk is Rusty?
He was not, he started storytelling.
That's what I figured.
He was a storyteller.
I figure storytelling
drunk.
And being really, like, happy. That would be my vision.
Yeah, face would get red, you know, like blood red.
Yeah.
But was just a great storyteller. I was off my mind, out of my mind that night. Yeah.
What kind of drunk are you?
I'm a happy drunk.
Yes, okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm so happy. I'm a great, you know, not that anyone should get drunk, of course.
Well, you can.
When I used to drink, though, and get drunk, I was the happy drunk.
Me, too. I'm a happy drunk, too. I'm a lovey drunk. I would, like, say I love you a lot.
Please don't do
that.
Well,
that's what I would do.
So if we go to DJs this summer, when we go.
Yeah.
There's going to be a part when you go, I love you, Craig.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of, man, I got to tell you, man, like doing the show with you every day is so much fun. I love you, man. Really, I do. That's going to happen.
That's going to happen?
Sorry.
All right.
I mean, that's who I am. What do you want from me?
Here's Bill in Nutley, New Jersey. Bill, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, guys. I have to stick up for my man, Bartolo. It's the third. I put that up there, top five Met moments. And I'm going to explain why. I'm taking this tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, of course you have to.
My son's 19.
Of course.
His favorite Mets, Bartolo Colon of all time. He's 19 years old.
All right.
Part of Bartolo's home run sums up being a Mets fan. You got an old, out-of-shape guy that looks like he should be in a bowling league, jogging around the bases, and it just lit up the room for how long. I mean, we're still talking about it.
Well, I would say this. You know, and I'm glad you said tongue-in-cheek. Yeah, one of the reasons Bartolo Colon, and I don't want to overstate the word beloved, but was sort of beloved here, was for, I think, a lot of the same reasons that people in Houston probably love Altuve. And that is, they don't look like amazing athletes.
Right, right.
So they're relatable. And Bartolo Colon, more than Altuve for sure, because of his girth and size, to go out there and still be able to play at a major league level was attractive because, you know, most, not all, baseball is probably different than any other sport in this regard. Most pro athletes look different than us.
Yes.
Baseball is different in that regard. But when you have a big fat guy, it's one of the reasons people say good things about Babe Ruth. He wasn't that good.
David Wells had that.
They granted, perfect
good.
Game. Yeah.
They were good, though.
John Daly.
Yeah.
Like, big
John
fat
Daly,
guys are relatable because they're us.
Well, here's the thing about Colon that I do admire.
Jared
I have
Lorenzen.
To admit. I but the yes. Pillsbury
he
throw
died,
boy.
By the way.
That's he yes. did, you're right.
Yeah. I really believe in all walks of life that if you work your ass off, you can get good at something. I really do believe that. And what I loved about Colon is when he first came over after spending his entire career virtually in the American League, his at-bats were comical, right? They were non-competitive. Guys like CeeLo would probably say, this is why we need the DH, no joke. And he was awful. And what I witnessed is a guy who really worked hard, like jokes aside, and you could see it. His at-bats would slowly start to become less pathetic. And what I did admire about the home run is even at 43 years old, it showed you, if you work your ass off at something, you can actually get better. And that's the thing I actually admired about what Big Bart did. He turned himself into a respectably bad hitting pitcher.
Yeah.
And when he first came over, he was the worst hitting pitcher we've ever seen. And I admire that.
I made a quick mistake. I do want to correct it. Larry Doby is the first African-American in the American League. Frank Robinson was the first manager. I hope I have that right.
Well, you are right. When did you say otherwise?
I said Frank Robinson was the first black player.
You said that?
In the American League.
I didn't
League.
Even catch that, so that's on me. I apologize.
That's on me for sure.
What kind
it
of baseball
is Larry
historian
Doby.
Are you?
No,
there?
No, it's on me. It's my loss, no one else's.
I didn't even hear you say that,
yeah.
To be honest.
So and I know better. So for those of you out there, like, hey, Carton doesn't even know who Larry Doby is. Must be a racist. Relax. I acknowledge I said the wrong name. So just take a chill pill. Back up the truck, and let's get back to how great a Bartolo Colon was 5 years ago. Do you have the, is that the only call you got?
We have the Howie Rose call as well.
Is it exciting, or is it, is it as crazy as Cohen's or not?
No, it's
not
as crazy.
Is it crazy?
No.
The guy said it's the greatest moment in the history of baseball. It's impossible to become crazier than that.
Gary Cohen was not like,
wasted?
Fooling around.
Oh, no. He was serious.
Not being sarcastic.
He was not being sarcastic. Yeah, I like when you use the big words. Yeah, he in the moment that came out of his mouth, it was real.
Satirical.
Oh, yes. Dude. Because if you remember that game, it was a Saturday night. I don't know why I remember this. And the Mets
had
lost a few.
Because you're wacko.
Okay. Yeah. It was like a significant home run, and I think it gave him the lead. And you can fact check me
4-0,
on this.
4-0, I believe. It made the score 4-0.
Oh, so they were already ahead, so I'm wrong.
What is wrong with you guys?
When Colon,
No.
If it wasn't one of the great moments in baseball history, how do you remember the day of the week it was on?
Because it was a moment that was significant. I'm just saying it's not the greatest moment in the history
of
baseball.
You said it was only significant for Bartolo. You remember the day.
Well, because I remember a lot about the 2016 season. I mean, I'll tell you, the biggest moment was Asdrubal Cabrera's home run against the Phillies.
It was 71 degrees outside. I remember I had a turkey sandwich and the romaine lettuce was bad.
It was bologna that night. Get it right.
What was your point? Good.
I forgot.
Good.
I don't remember. Something boring.
Howie Rose.
Oh, yeah. Howie Rose. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Howie Rose.
Second, two out. 2-0 New York in the second. The 1-1. Swing and a drive to deep left field. It's got a chance. Upton going back. It's going to go. Home run. Bartolo Colon. Repeating. Home run. Bartolo Colon. Seven line army in right field might tear this ballpark down. Colon carried his bat with him until he was about 10 feet from first base. He's taking the slowest home run trot you've ever seen.
Good call.
That was that's why Harry's so great. Here's what's interesting. As of right now, this moment in New York Mets history, Bartolo Colon has more home runs than
Francisco
Lindor. That's exactly right.
I knew that was coming. He also has more home runs than Gleyber Torres, but you don't want to say that, do you?
Because Gleyber Torres doesn't play for the Mets, jackass.
Colon pitched for the Yankees, jackass.
Glaber's also batting over 300 since he got called out for not hustling. So at least he's picked up his play. Scored from first on an infield single.
And he's playing great defense. I get it.
Speaking of which, by the way, while we're doing play-by-play calls, would you like to, can we hear John Sterling's attempt at calling the play yesterday where Glaber scores from first?
You didn't hear yesterday's show, but sure.
Jesus.
I mean, why not?
Oh, you did that on yesterday's show?
Do you listen to our show? We were on the air after the game. Because the Glaber Torres decision.
I didn't know you guys played it. I'm sorry.
I said it yesterday and I'll say it again today. Will be the greatest play this regular season that never gets talked about because they lost the game.
No, I agree.
But if you'd like to play John Stern.
No, it's okay.
Not everybody heard it.
I mentioned that to you guys in the break before we came back.
No, it's not true. No. Let me correct you.
How are you going to?
CeeLo said, I got a good one from John Sterling yesterday. How the hell do we know it's going to be the specific play? And also,
I'll take the L.
I know you took a beating from Boomer this morning.
Of course,
you admitted that you feel more aligned with us than he does the morning show, which was a great answer.
Right away. I didn't hear the entire show. Dude. I was digging dirt. I was.
Right away. CeeLo's here. Boomer jumps in right away. By the way, I was very offended by what you said. You're more aligned with the FU.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even get a word. I barely said good morning. How are you guys?
Sure.
Oh, we heard what you said.
The problem is because I heard what Boomer said. Boomer basically wanted CeeLo to lie and just BS everything and not give an answer. He's like, be a politician. Don't give an answer.
They did,
I appreciate that you gave an answer. With that said, when we're on the air, you should listen to us so you know what we've talked about.
It's all right.
No, that's all right. Now you're the nice guy.
Wait a second.
No.
Evan.
Yes.
It's not that I don't love you guys, right?
Yeah.
But when I'm not here, my other duty is to be a...
I don't know.
You're the backup update guy for mornings.
Or a father, right?
And you're a dad.
So my boys, when I'm not here working, I'm in charge of them. Yeah. You know?
Craig's being too nice. I listen to the station when I'm a father, so let's pick up the game.
Yeah, I know. At 5 a.m. on Saturday morning or Sunday morning, whatever the heck it is.
Yeah. That's right. I would just say this. I did not hear the show this morning, but if they gave you a hard time about it.
Well, of course they did.
I would just say this.
Comes with the territory.
They had a year to go to management and get you hired. They didn't. We did. So, I mean, why would your alignment be with anyone other than us? At any point that they wanted to make sure you got paid and worked here, they easily could have gone to management and said, we want CeeLo to be a full-time employee. they decided not to.
On their show?
Maybe they're making too much money from Casamigos. I don't know. Maybe they've got to spread the wealth around a little bit.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. You know, maybe if they cared about you, they would have made sure that you had insurance and a full-time job. Mm-hmm. Evan and I did. I know where my allegiance would be exactly. to the guys that made sure I was on the air every week.
And you stayed firm. He didn't back down, and I respect
no,
that.
No, I did not.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good
it's job. Very simple. And I'm with you guys thing. Twice
Neither
a week.
Neither one of those two knuckleheads knows the difference between a reposado and an añejo. And I would challenge them both with a taste test live on the air to back that up. Okay. I'm going to have reposado. You don't know what you're drinking. Can I tell you that? Because when Boomer and I went to Ireland for Bushmills, we sat there for 3 hours, had every kind of flavor, right? Or, right. you know, this year, that year, blah, blah, blah. And then Boomer goes, I fully understand now all the differences between all the Irish whiskeys. I go, no, you don't.
I yeah. love how this went from just yeah, saying, hey, right. CeeLo, yeah, faith yeah. firm against yeah. Boomer, to Craig just nuking both of them.
And now the next time I fill in, I'm the one that will take the heat for what Craig's saying
they
right
know
now.
My
but that's
number.
Okay. That's they the way it goes.
If they want to call me, I'll probably be sleeping. I'll have to get back to them. Yeah, I get great sleep these days.
Good.
And I was shoveling dirt all morning.
Why were so, you shoveling dirt?
Because that's what I do now,
for what?
Evan.
Just for fun?
I would because imagine... someone told me to.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
I figured it had something to do with FSU Friday.
No, it didn't.
All right.
Go shovel the dirt from there to there.
Were you burying
I
something?
I go, why don't you just have them drop it off there next time so I don't have to transport it? And I was mulching.
You know what's great, though? Since you don't have the weights from CMAC, it's good exercise. Yeah. So I think it works out well.
Yeah, the weights. You bring them in today, but I hope.
I did not.
So you brought him in yesterday when I
Correct.
Wasn't here.
Correct.
And you didn't bring him in today when I was here. What
yeah.
a dummy.
Well, what a dummy. Yeah. I was told to do so. Your last words to me Uh-oh. As you drove by me was like, make sure you get the weights tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's verbatim what you said. So I brought the weights.
Why didn't you bring him into my office?
Because the whole plan was to transport them from car to car. I got to walk in with 245
pounds.
He wasn't
pounds. Bringing them up the
I don't even
the
know if
building?
They let me in the building with them.
See, Mac, you're doing a fantastic job. Keep doing it, bro.
No,
I love it.
I
see,
them.
Now I'm going to get accused again of not listening. Why is it that you need his 45-pound weight?
That's a good question,
because I want to...
That's a good question.
My son wants to start bench pressing
yeah.
you know, at the bar and all that.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't have that. He does, and he doesn't use it. So he offered it to me
Clearly.
As a friend.
Yes.
And now it's become this whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. So
he won't give me lemonade if I go to his house to pick it up. He
but
won't
you,
make
you won't
me...
come to my house because that's where it's the Bermuda Triangle of upstate New York, apparently.
Because people do yeah. go missing there.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It happens.
Spanktown yeah. Road. They got weights there.
Yeah. Right.
Even worse, like, if you do go missing... You don't want to go missing from Spanktown Road.
No.
Because that's just, you know, when know. Dateline does the yeah. story on you. And it was the fall of 2021 when walking along Spanktown Road, Carton went missing. I can't have that. My stoned already is messed up when I die. I'm trying to change that.
Yeah. You don't need Spanktown on the stone. Yeah.
You think they're putting the road you disappeared on
yes,
the tombstone?
Yes, of course they do. It was
That's
a,
why everyone who moves into Spanktown is an yeah. upstanding citizen. You can't risk being that kind of guy living on Spanktown.
So that's why Evan didn't move there. Okay.
That's a, what it was. I'm not good enough to live on Spanktown.
It was a cloudy spring evening when Carton went missing on Spanktown Road.
That's just no good.
Can't have that.
It's not the worst way.
When they write the, what is that thing called in the papers?
Obituary.
Yeah.
Obituary.
My obituary today ain't that good. I'm trying to change the
gives a little intrigue.
Narrative of the obituary. Yeah.
So wouldn't that
How about
make,
man
wait,
once brave
on
enough
second.
To come up to Spanktown Road
no, no,
with
no, no,
long
no.
life
yeah,
after
you,
being healthy from lifting friends' weights?
Yeah.
Aren't you better off dying a mysterious death?
Not on Spanktown Road.
If you want to change the narrative of what's written in your obituary, that's probably a really good opportunity for you.
No.
You should have a mysterious
Radio
death.
Radio host, not deterred by funny name. Picks up weights, lives yeah. long life.
Yes. Carton had heart attack after lifting the 245-pound plates that his producer refused to bring to him. They found an empty cup of lemonade nearby.
Let me understand something.
What?
You bring up products, things. People come out. They come out of the woodwork, right? They call. They send
yes,
you stuff.
Right.
You can't
happen.
Get a weight set? You need C-Mac to bring
no,
his?
No, a lot of people offered it to me, but it involved me going to get it.
See,
yeah,
he's
because
lazy.
Nobody wants to transport yeah.
of
90
course.
Pounds worth of
he's
weights.
He's not just asking for free weights. He wants delivery.
Yeah.
Right.
Plus, I don't have a
and
I don't,
lemonade.
I, yeah. Number one, I don't own a car. Number two, I don't have access to a car that could fit the barbell in it.
Huh.
So he has all that stuff. But will he drop it off?
No, I'm too busy doing nothing. I was perfectly acceptable of dropping it off yesterday. Where were you? And why'd you tell me to bring them if you weren't going to be here?
Well, apparently SNY spent 15 hours painting one window pane. So we weren't allowed to be in the studio.
When I walked in, I was expecting the whole studio to look different. I saw like 12 inches were painted. I'm like, wow, okay.
And they took away the shade that used to be able to come down.
Well, they have a new one that's coming in.
All right.
We are announcing on Monday, I think they said 4 o'clock? Monday at 4 o'clock, we will be announcing officially the start date for the simulcast on SNY. Next Wednesday, we're filming some promos and commercials and stuff. So we're looking forward to all that. 877-337-6666. Real quick, Rogers and Elmhurst. Roger, what do you got, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, Craigie and Evan and Loogie and Mac? Listen, I got a funny story. I know you guys were talking about Rusty Staub. You know, I used to work at Nick and Steph's Steakhouse right there by the Garden.
Yeah, of course.
Expect to see you when you come back. When we come back.
Listen, as soon as Nick and Steph's is back open on a game night, I will be there.
All right, you ask for Roger.
Oh, what do? You bartend there?
No, I serve there. I used to bartend at Cafe Central in Grand Central.
Yeah.
And one day, Rusty Staub is there. He's having a few drinks, whatever, talking. And I'm like, and I keep on looking at him. I'm busy, you know. I'm busy, whatever. And I keep on looking at him and looking at him like, is it him? Is it not him?
Yeah.
Is it him? And then finally, I'm like, I just give him the point. And he's there. Yeah, I'm Rusty Staub.
Yeah, he's like, I do this every day of my life. Yeah. Yes, it's me. Right. I'll take a picture before I go. Just leave me alone.
Essentially.
Let me ask you this. Was he wearing suspenders?
Yeah, no, he wasn't. He was actually in a polo shirt. I think he was coming from playing golf or something.
There you go. Well, there you go. There's a little brush with Rusty Staub greatness for you.
Le Grand Durand.
Yeah. My experience with Rusty was always great.
Yes,
always positive.
I was lucky enough to judge a Mets banner day with Rusty Staub.
Well, that's a cool thing.
So he was one of the judges. They must have.
How'd you get that gig?
Well, here's what I think
17
happened.
Other people said no?
Exactly. It was Rusty Staub, Doc Gooden, and me. And Howie Rose. So it makes me think that
Wally Backman wasn't available.
They had like Mookie Wilson scheduled or Darryl was scheduled. They must have had 8 Mets cancel and they're like, Evan's at every game. Let's just call him. And so I came down and did it. It was a great honor, but Rusty was a good dude.
Let me ask a question. How many days prior to the event did they ask you?
About 4.
Oh, then they were definitely an afterthought.
Oh, no, and I figured that.
Yeah, did they pay you to do it?
Did they pay me to do it?
The other guys got paid for
sure.
You
know what I think they gave me, which is weird since...
Pretzel?
I think they gave me like a couple of Met tickets. I think that's what they gave
which,
me.
Which you were already a season ticket holder.
Which I didn't need. I think I gave to somebody.
Well, listen, that's better than what they did to... What's his name?
Oh, Zach Wheeler?
Zach Wheeler
wanted to go to see the Mets in the playoffs, and they said, go buy your own tickets?
Yeah, Zach Wheeler wanted to go. He's on the Mets. He was injured.
Yep.
He wants to go watch the Mets in a playoff game, but he wasn't allowed to be in the clubhouse or dugout. So he goes to the Mets, the team that pays him to play baseball, and says, look, doctor's orders, I can't be in the dugout. Some guys are allowed to. He wasn't allowed to be.
He could have been allowed. That was the other thing the Mets decided. They decided, A, you're not in the dugout.
Some guys are allowed to be.
Right, and they could have allowed that.
So they go, you can't be in the dugout, and if you want to come to the game... We're going to set you up with our ticket office. Now, they have suites there. They could have put him in a suite.
Exactly.
They told Zach Wheeler, you got to buy a ticket.
I want you, Craig, is very important. I want you to think about this story. I want you to put this in your head. The next time you turn on that microphone and you look at me with that smile... And you start singing Same
it's
Old
just
Mets.
The same.
I want you to remember.
Old Mets.
They're not the same old Mets. There was a story from today, not as egregious, that when the Mets redid the clubhouse down in Port St. Lucie, Florida, Jeff Wilpon told the minor leaguers, you're not allowed in there. This is only for the major leaguers. Well, guess what happened today? The minor leaguers are allowed to use the locker room.
It's not the same old Mets, but they announced that Carlos Carrasco was pitching this weekend, and then 6 hours later, they said, oh, oops, he's on the IL for 60 days.
Stop.
Their medical staff, I guess, hasn't changed much. Brutal.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.